I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, area home sales are picking up and high-speed rail becoming a reality in central Illinois. Joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, the Amtrak crash in Washington State has been in the news a lot this week, but also here in central Illinois, we're about to see this high-speed rail project come to fruition.
Yes, we had a conversation with Randy Blankenhorn, the Illinois Department of Transportation Secretary, in the past week, and they are nearing the end of high-speed rail construction between St. Louis and Chicago. It's going to be nearly $2 billion when everything is wrapped up. At this point, they're planning for 90-mile-per-hour Amtrak service on most of the route. In the summer of 2018, the 110-mile-an-hour service that we've been talking about for years now won't happen until at least 2019, and that's because of something we're hearing a lot in the last few days, is the installation of positive train control technology.
And Tim, what does that do? How does that make these trains safer?
Well, it's a complicated technology that they're still trying to work out in railroads across the country. But in the case of Illinois, it's a satellite-based system that basically would try to reduce human error in crashes. It would automatically slow down or stop a train if, for instance, the speeds were too high or there was some sort of obstruction on the track. One of the things that the IDOT experts explained to us, though, is Illinois is the only corridor, high-speed rail corridor, in the country where Amtrak will continue to share the corridor with, in this case, Union Pacific freight trains. So that complicates things quite a bit. You'll have both passenger trains and freight trains going at higher speeds on the same set of tracks. So they're going to take a while to test that and make sure the technology's where they need it.
Well, here comes the sun, or solar installations, I guess we could say. A lot more people are turning to solar as a way to provide power, and you've found that those numbers are definitely up.
They are up statewide, for one, but specifically to City Water, Light, and Power in Springfield. The installations have more than tripled this year to nearly 960 kilowatts. The bulk of that was thanks to Target, which is in Parkway Point there on Veterans Parkway, and to Crawford, Murphy, and Tilley, an engineering firm on Washington Street. They accounted for a little over 800 of that 960. So those were two big projects that really boosted things this year. And we should always point out, this is still only a fraction of the power generated on the CWLP system, or statewide for that matter. Solar is still a little less than 1% of all the power generated in Illinois. But the trend has definitely been accelerating, and we're told state and federal tax credits and the cost of solar panels and other equipment has also come down. So they're expecting this trend will carry over into 2018.
If you're looking to sell your home, it looks like the home sales in the area are up. That's good news for home sellers.
They have been behind most of the year, kind of bumping along just a little behind 2016, or about the same. Then in November, sales were up nearly 12% in the Springfield area, and that put the numbers about a half percent ahead of last year. Now, the Capital Area Realtors are telling us, based on the sales pending in November that would be reflected in December, they expect to finish up a little ahead of 2016. And they're certainly pleased with that, given all the uncertainty we had this year, primarily with no state budget until July 1.
And the federal tax changes, could that be playing a role as well?
Well, they're wondering about that. The bill that's pending in Congress, listeners have probably heard, Illinois is considered one of the high tax states, state and local taxes, property taxes, that would be most affected by the reforms. So they think that might be a factor. The buyers are trying to lock in their mortgage deductions, property tax deductions, before all of these changes come about. Now, we probably won't know for sure until the final tax bill is through and we see some of the specifics early next year.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register, and you could read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.